Yes, the former mining town of Glyncoch in South Wales opened a new community centre today after becoming the latest benefactor of the crowdfunding movement, which harnesses private investment for projects that can't get the money elsewhere. After spending 7 years trying to get state money for the £792,000 centre, the residents used a new crowdfunding website to raise the final few thousand. The site is called spacehive.com, and we can find out more from its chief executive, Chris Gourlay. Thank you very much for coming in, Chris.
Pleasure.
Now, this community centre was a pilot project for you. Can you just tell us the story of how it all happened?
Sure. So in this particular case, you had a community centre who, as you say, was fighting for 7 years to get the funding for this new community centre. At the moment, they've got a sort of leaky tin shed. It was desperately in need of replacing. One of the most deprived towns of the country. They needed this facility just for jobs and also for social services and so on, and had just really struggled to get the money. And so they got to 95%. They were very, very close to getting over the final hurdle, but with only a few weeks to go before most of their grants expired, were still looking at a shortfall. And so they decided to effectively take us on as a new service and try crowdfunding the remainder of the money. And so you had everyone from local kids to, you know, the town chatterbox doing a sponsored silence, local businesses chipping in, and then some of the big brands in the country like Tesco and a philanthropist and other big businesses.
So you specialise in these kinds of community projects. What else is being funded in this way?
Well, what we're trying to do is open up the potential for private investment, private ideas in public space, in the public interest. And at a time when there's not a lot of state money around, we think it's a particularly sensible thing to be doing. And so the idea with the service, it's an online platform that allows anyone to put forward a project to improve a public space, and then anyone to share the cost of funding them. So whether you're trying to get a kid's playground in a local park, or improvement to your high street that, you know, mix it into a nice place to be and shop and spend money, or building shiny new sports facilities. It's a service that allows you to find a new route to market by getting investors the community.
The investor, people who put their money in, don't get a financial return as such. They just get to get the public space that they want.
That's right. So you get the benefit of the project, but you're not getting ownership of it.
And can anyone suggest a project?
Anyone can suggest a project. We've got stuff coming through the system from architects, from councils who are trying to, you know, get a little bit of extra money for stuff they can nearly afford but not quite. Engineers, people who make playgrounds, who are manufacturing playgrounds, and ordinary people have just got great ideas.
So once you have the idea, you put it on the site and then you spread the word yourself, do you?
That's right, and we help out whenever we can, but it's basically a campaign led by local people or perhaps the architect that's really passionate about the project. In the case of Glyncoch, they did a fantastic job mobilising people locally. They needed a bit of help reaching out to some of those national businesses. In other cases, you've got a very, very strong support base locally around the project that's able to fund these projects themselves.
And how do you make your money?
So when a project is successful, when it hits its funding total, we retain 3.7% of the money that's raised.
Okay, very good. And the website, please?
Spacehive.com.
Thank you very much, Chris Gourlay. Thanks a lot.